When the town of Springville was renamed Powder Springs in 1859, it supported a community of farmers. In order to provide for the first residents of Powder Springs, the town boasted 2 cotton gins, fertilizer stores, general and grocery stores, 2 railways, and a lumberyard.
It was a very small community. It really wasn't like a town.
Everybody knew everybody back then. And in fact, when we first moved to Powder Springs, the telephones was still, you had to go through an operator.
And when Bob and I were dating, he invited me to come out to a seafood place that was on Marietta Street. And we were seated near the window looking out onto Marietta Street. The little country store across the street was closed at that time because it was late evening. But I felt like I was in the movie set of Gunsmoke. It was just the prettiest little town I'd ever seen.
Gently rolling hills, a lot of woods, some pasture and cattle, very friendly people, quite a few churches for the area, like in a lot of rural areas.
Quiet, quaint, a very country type home place. It just felt simple.
Over the decades, Powder Springs developed into a mostly residential community filled with commuting workers. As its population grew, more and more homes had to be built to accommodate the influx of newcomers.
So, when I was on the council, I brought zoning into Powder Springs. We worked on that, and while I was on the council, we also brought sewage disposal to Powder Springs. But I wasn't really interested in developing the city, except for residential. I wanted it to be residential, but some of the other people wanted it to be commercial. But the reason I came out here is because I thought it would change slowly, and it has, even more slowly than I thought.
Powder Springs has not developed as much as some of the other places. Well, you go on toward Hiram, and I'm telling you, it is awful up that way. You can't hardly travel up that way. There's so much business, new businesses in. But Powder Springs has not developed as much in that line as other areas. They don't have as many shopping centers.
The biggest change was growth. West Cobb was rural when we moved out there. When we first moved there, it's heavily wooded. And a lot of pasture land. You wake up in the mornings hearing the cows moo and the chickens crow.
But over the years, I've seen all of that farmland turned into residential areas, and it's not recognizable anymore. Anybody that hadn't been here in a few years come back, they wouldn't hardly know where they are. Everything has changed so much.
I think it's affecting the community really in a not so good way, because I think it's just overdone, and we hear that our water is getting scarce and we have to be careful with that, and then we see more homes being built and more people coming, and I really think it's time to stop.
Now we're seeing where they're clearing land in Powder Springs, and they're supposed to be putting in homes. There's just a lot of places even beyond Powder Springs where they have cleared a lot of land for a lot more housing and a lot of pasture lands, and which is sad to see.
It was a beautiful place to live. It was hard to watch the changes. I mean, I know that they say you can't stop progress and development. It would be nice if it had been a little more controlled, I think.
As the town developed, many residents committed themselves to preserving the homes, buildings, and history of Powder Springs.
And we had several of the houses that were over 100 years old, and we wanted to preserve those because we wanted to live in them. And so we formed this society, and its purpose was just to maintain the residential areas. As people, died off, moved away, then people lost interest in that, and Sarah Francis accomplished this historical society that we have right now, Sarah Frances Miller.
And she was one that I can remember that she tried to get a lot of the old homes here in Powder Springs put on natural registry. And there were so many people that had moved in here, they were knocking that, thinking it was going to be something negative for the town instead of a positive thing in the future.
With continued growth and development certain for the small town of Powder Springs, lifelong residents hope to pass on their love of the town to future generations.
I think it's very important, and it's important to have these younger people care and want to preserve what we have here, the history of Powder Springs.
But that's why I think that the museum is so important, to let these children see what went on before then, and they'd never see them anywhere other than the museum.